Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Join us right after this.
FarmAssure, the fast, affordable farm insurance, is there to protect families just like yours and mine. They cover family farms, country homes, barns, farm property, farm equipment, and more to fit our unique needs, all with great pricing. Learn more today at FarmAssure.com. You'll be glad you did.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's FarmAssure.
This is a special edition of our Beef Buzz, a long-form version of our Beef Buzz, where we've got an extended conversation with Colin Woodall going today. Colin is lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, our nation's capital. Two things Colin want to talk about. Obviously, we want to talk about lame duck and the fact that it's going to happen, and there's some important things that we need to have done on behalf of cattle producers and animal agriculture. At the same time, though, before the lame duck, November general elections are on their way, less than a month away now, and I know that you're working hard to get your folks ready, get them educated, and get them out to vote.
That's exactly right. It's all about getting people to the polls on Tuesday, November 6th. And more importantly, if people already know they can't make it to the polls, to make sure that they are talking to their local jurisdictions to find out what they need to either vote early or vote absentee. It is imperative across the board, whether you're voting for county commissioner all the way up to president, that everybody in this country gets out and votes. So that's going to really make the difference, is the turnout. So it's all about getting out and voting.
As we think about the November elections, clearly we've got a lot at stake with the House in play, the Senate most certainly in play, as well as who will sit in the White House for the next 4 years.
Yeah, this really is going to set the tone for the future from several different angles. Matter of fact, we're currently in the process of talking to Hill staff that are still here in Washington, D.C., while their members are back in the districts, trying to find out what's going to happen with the farm bill, with the tax package, what things are looking like for next year. And to a T, they all tell us, we really can't tell you anything until Election Day. And I think that says a lot about just how important this election day is, because not only will it have an impact on the next 4 years with the White House, next 2 years with this new Congress, but it really is going to decide exactly what gets tackled in the lame duck session after election day and how fast we can find a resolution to issues such as death tax and also the farm bill.
I guess at this point that means that you know, the lame duck is very much in play, right?
The lame duck is very much in play. We do know that it's going to start on Tuesday, November the 13th, so a week after Election Day. And they do. They have a lot of stuff that they have to get done. We have a omnibus tax package that has to be addressed. If not, on January 1st, we're going to see the biggest tax increase, I believe, in American history. And we also have to get this farm bill done. There's been a lot of work done by both the House and the Senate, and it's critical that we get it done now so it provides certainty to America's farmers and ranchers. And more importantly, we don't want to start a new Congress with two big issues looming over us like tax relief and the farm bill.
Well, let's talk about death taxes, first of all, Colin, and get back to the farm bill in just a second. But when you think about the death tax situation, obviously you want it addressed in the lame duck. How do you see things playing out? What is the most likely scenario in your mind?
You're more than likely we're going to see a simple extension of the tax cuts that we have right now. That's not ideal because it doesn't give us any sort of certainty. We've been going on 1 to 2 year extensions now for quite some time. And every time we come up to the expiration on one of those, people have to spend money paying attorneys and estate players to try to make arrangements in case Congress does not get their job done. So that is unfortunate, but I think that's what we're going to have, and the reason why is as long as Harry Reid is in charge of the Senate, they are not going to allow any major tax reform. So right now we do expect an extension, and when it comes to death tax, that means that the death tax levels, the exemption amount, will be $5 million per person, $10 million per couple, and anything over your estate will be taxed at 35%. While not ideal, it's much better than a $1 million exemption and anything over that being taxed at 55%, which is what we'll see if Congress doesn't get this extension done.
Of course, the other thing, I guess, that is within the tax package, I know, is especially worrisome to an industry like the cattle industry, to agriculture in general. Capital gains is also a big consideration as well.
You're exactly right, especially when you look right now, everything we're dealing with herd liquidations. And even though there are some drought provisions in terms of capital gains, it still has an impact. And capital gains as a whole has an impact on farmers and ranchers. So that's something else we're looking at. And to be honest with you, we also have to look at the alternative minimum tax. While not every farmer and rancher gets caught up by that, there still are a few that get caught up by that particular provision as well. So it's not just death tax. It really is this entire tax package.
Colin, let's talk for just a moment about farm policy. I know that overall you're pleased by what is not in, for example, the Senate package. Have you gotten any indication that there's been any sort of further groundwork laid between the House and the Senate if we should move on with perhaps a five-year bill?
You know, we are not aware of any, and that is what we have spent a lot of time trying to find out. If there is any additional deal-making going on, they're keeping it very close to their chest and very tight-lipped. This is also one of those issues that the staff has told us we're really going to have to wait and see what happens on Election Day before we'll really know what to expect in the lame duck session. But as I said, we would just really be hurting if we can't get this done before the end of the Congress.
I guess really no matter who is in charge of Congress, it's a whole new ball game, and it would take quite a while to get reorganized in January, right?
That's one thing that we're trying to remind everybody is that this is not a matter of just having something roll over into January. Everything that's outstanding here in Congress expires at the end of the year. So with the new Congress starting in January, you're right, we would have to start this this process all over again. That means going through committee markups, having new versions of the bill. And so it really is going to add a whole lot more to this process, and it's also going to just prolong a lot of the pain that has been a part of this process.
And also in the farm bill, I know obviously with the 08 bill now done, you know, it's expired. Anything that you're worried about that's developing right now that you know is not moving forward at this point that you've got more concerns about than anything else?
When we look at this, it really has to do with the conservation programs. Right now, if there's a producer out there that wants to get involved with any of the conservation programs available, they can't. They are locked out because of the farm bill expiring, and that's a problem. Really, in the imminent threat realm, there's nothing that we expect that's really going to just cripple the ranching industry. But if we get to the point where we don't have this farm bill done by the end of the lame duck session and all of a sudden the funding for the existing program starts to play out, then I think all of us in agriculture are going to really start to feel the hurt. And I think that alone should be enough to try to get Congress to pass this bill or some sort of action on the farm bill.
Beyond farm policy, Colin, I know that, you know, when we start thinking about who is in the White House, that has a great deal of bearing on some of the regulatory agencies that NCBA's had a great deal of concern about, most notably what EPA, I guess.
Yeah, we have to start looking at EPA because they are the ones that have given us the most grief here in the Obama administration. We definitely would hope that an EPA under a Romney administration would be much more friendly to the cattle industry and not have so many frivolous attempts at regulating us like we have seen through ag dust, farm dust, and also the Clean Water Act guidance. But there's no guarantee because one of the things that we're dealing with right now, for example, is the renewable fuel standard, which EPA had a hand in, and that was all done in the Bush administration. So we know regardless of who's in the White House, we're always going to have challenges with EPA. It just depends on how hard those challenges really are.
In your mind right now, if you were trying to handicap this whole thing, I know there's so many combinations of what might happen as far as Election Day. One party takes this, you know, the Republicans take the Senate, the Democrats hold the White House, or any other combination thereof. Which combination gives us the I guess the least chance of getting much done in a lame duck, do you think?
Yeah, the combination that gives us the least chance of getting anything done, I think, is a situation where you have a 50-50 Senate split with 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans, and that is a very real possibility coming out of Election Day. I think if that's the case, we're going to see the Senate really drag their feet on all of these outstanding issues. So we're really concerned with that. Outside of that, I think the optimum situation is the House maintaining Republican control like they have right now and seeing a flip in the Senate to become Republican control. I think that would be a great impetus for Congress to get these big ticket issues done in lame duck. That way they can start this new Congress fresh with a new agenda, trying to really address some real reform.
One last question, Colin. That goes back to this whole situation with the farm bill. Huge fight, it seems like, over nutrition. And it seems like nobody wants to give up their particular high ground, or whatever you want to call it. In your mind, is that the thing that has kept us probably from getting a farm bill done up to this point?
I say if you have to look at just one issue that has mired this more than anything else, it's definitely nutrition programs, because you have one side that doesn't think they have been cut enough, and then you have the other side that has been complaining they've been cut too much. And at this point in time, there's really no solution that's going to make both sides happy. So it's trying to find that happy middle as best we can to get as many people to vote for this bill as possible. And I think Chairman Lucas has done a great job of that with his version of the farm bill. We just need to be able to get it to the floor of the House, get some votes on it, and get this thing done.
Thank you, Colin. That's Colin Woodall, of course, lead lobbyist out of the D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a wonderful day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.